The last straw came when the woman behind the counter casually tossed my change into her tip jar. This is the same woman who rolled her eyes and held up her hand when I tried to place an order, advising me to hold on while she finished her phone call. When she finally hung up, she looked me up and down in appraisal before sneering, "What?" The weird thing is, I almost apologized. Who was I to come barging up to the counter at a coffee shop, demanding coffee? Why couldn't I wait for her to finish? Who did I think I was? I'm usually an extravagant tipper. Although I never worked in the food industry, the holy mecca for gathering small change and loose bills, I have held my share of horrible jobs, only wishing they had also come with a tip jar. But it's more than that, I confess. I tip the way some people selfishly believe in karma, not for the benefit of doing something good for humanity, but for the idea that something good will come back to me. In the case of tipping, it's being viewed as a good guy, the customer who gets it. This job sucks. Spare any change? So if I'm standing at a counter, prepared to tip, I'll wait until the server turns to face me before I slip a dollar into the jar. I try to play it off, as if I don't really care who sees my beneficence. But I do. A lot. Because really, if loose change rattles into the jar and no one sees it, does it count? In my world, tipping isn't about rewarding service. It's about rewarding myself for being so generous. So I found it troubling when the woman at the coffee shop tipped herself with my change. She wasn't just robbing me of a few quarters. She was taking away my ability to feel good about myself. With a tentative look and nervous fingers, I fished into her jar for the change. The woman put a hand on her hip. What are you doing? I grabbed my coffee and tossed the coins back into her jar. Trust me, I said. I earned this. With a perspective, I'm Mike Adamick.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.